Can you guys hear me now? Can you hear me now? What is going on, guys? I think we on live. We're streaming on multiple platforms. Thank you guys for tuning in with me right now. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're tuned in with me right now. And you know I'm doing another live stream. I usually don't do these just back to back like that, but this one's going to be real quick, guys. I'm not going to hold up too much of your time. I know everybody has a busy day going, so this is going to be real quick, but I wanted to give this information for everyone who is out there trying to pre-order a Microsoft Xbox Series X or a Series S, okay? And I want to provide this because this information will help you out. Some of you may not be familiar with some of the things that are going on right now with the pre-order. And also, I'll give some tips on how to help make sure you can get your pre-order. And then we'll also talk about some interesting things as far as the games at that are going to be confirmed at launch time and other things like that. So we're going to be quick, fast through this. I got a lot to talk about, so just work with me, guys, okay? First of all, I'm going to go to the chat. Can everybody hear me okay? Do I sound okay, guys? I'm checking with you just to make sure before I keep going. All right, seems like I sound good. I didn't hear anybody say anything. Can I get anything? Can I get in the chat? Do I sound okay? Okay, I appreciate it, guys. Appreciate that. So I'm going to go ahead and get straight into this. So one of the first things we're going to talk about, I'm just going to pull up here on my other screen here, is when is the pre-order? That is probably the most important thing. So for everyone who is out there trying to pre-order the system, the Series X or the Series S, this is directly from the website. It seems like it's going to start tomorrow, and it's for different time zones. It'll be different times. So if you're somewhere else, you may be in Canada, UK, somewhere, just pay attention, okay? So, as we see here, beginning on September 22nd, you'll be able to pre-order the Xbox Series X or the Xbox Series S online at the following retailers, okay? So, you see the retailers there that you can order directly from online. And you see them there. For United States, Microsoft, Amazon, Best Buy, GameStop, Walmart, Target, Sam's Club, Newegg, other, everybody, okay? For the U.S., you got everybody. I don't want to hear nobody saying they can't get it. But Canada, Microsoft Store, Amazon, Walmart, Best Buy, EB Games, The Source, and a couple others. UK, you got tons of people too. You guys can see the list. I don't want to go through reading everything. But the main thing we need to pay attention to is when. Now, we see here for United States, it is going to be 8 a.m. PT, that's Pacific Standard Time. So that would be 8 a.m. So if you're in Central Time Zone, that would be 10 o'clock for you, if I'm correct. Correct me on that, chat. Am I about correct? Okay, just making sure. Okay, that would be 10 o'clock Central Time. Now, if you're in Canada, the same thing, Pacific Time. So make sure that you got your dial set. And I'm going to give some tips and tricks, guys. If you guys are just tuning in, just know at the end of this, I'm going to give some tips, tricks on how to make sure you can get your pre-order. And also, we'll talk about some good news about confirmed launch titles and things like that. So just stay with me. So the UK, 8 a.m., and I'm not sure what that is. It's BST, but I think that's British Summertime. All right, correct me if I'm wrong on that, guys, okay? But in the UK, 8 a.m. at British Standard Time, it will be available to you. Australia, that's 8 a.m. maybe Australian Eastern Standard Time. And New Zealand, that's 8 a.m. New Zealand Standard Time, okay? Now, this is all guesses. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, okay? Just let me know. But other than that, right now, I want to tell you guys, these are the times. Make sure for those times, you have your clock set, you're up, you're ready, because I'm going to give some tips that will help. Okay, but you got to do the work too, okay? But these tips will definitely make it a lot easier for you. But that's the first thing. That's going to be the time and the date tomorrow, 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You will need to be ready to pre-order your Microsoft Xbox Series X or your Series S, okay? Now, I have some other things we're going to go through, and I told you, it's going to be quick, fast, a lot of great news. And I took a lot of great notes, guys, so work with me, okay? I'm trying. So now, you see where you can pre-order the system from. I have people ask me about bundles. I'm not sure about bundles. And I have somebody texting me now asking about bundles. I'm not sure about bundles. I do know these systems will be available. I'm sure that each retailer may have their own separate bundle. I'm not sure about that. So as far as bundles, I cannot guarantee what will be offered at that time. But I can tell you the Series X system and the Series S system will be made available. That's per the Microsoft website. Now, some people don't have the money to throw down right now. They say, hey, You know, I don't have $500 to just cold, just throw down, bam. But Microsoft has a wonderful, wonderful program, and we're going to talk more about that, but it's not going to be the same retailers, so we're definitely going to have to look into this. I'm going to scroll down here. I'm not even going to waste too much of your time, all right? But you see, it's called the Xbox All Access Program. So if you're not able to drop down at $500 right away, you just don't got the money. You know, it's rough times out here. I hear you. Well, you can now finance. Now, this is a 24-month program, and I'll get more into the terms, but let's go ahead and read through it real quick. So pre-order is also available via the Xbox All Access program. Xbox All Access is your all-inclusive pass to Xbox, where you can get the next-gen Xbox console of your choice. So that's going to be the Xbox Series X or the S. 24 months of Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, and there's tons of games on Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. If you guys have not played it, I have it. It is wonderful. I can tell you that, okay? But as you see here, it shows $24.99 a month for 24 months with no upfront cost, okay? As our standalone console purchasing, you'll be able to pre-order Xbox All Access starting on September 22nd. Now, there's some things I do want to talk about that. And I took notes, okay? Because this, even though a lot of people have questions about this financing program, how does it work? Who handles it? And will I qualify? You know, and people think, oh, it's only $500. But I'll go ahead and read some things that I took notes of, okay? So this is, it's a 24-month term, but it has to be approved. And I'm going to make sure this is Citizens One line of credit. So it's going to be going through Citizens One. So if you got a bad rep with Citizens One, just know that I believe, and this is going off of what I'm reading, all right, it goes through Citizens One line of credit. So if your credit's DSO, you don't have a problem. You'll probably qualify, but this is not something that Microsoft is just saying, hey, we got this wonderful financing for you. Everybody come on. No, it's going through Citizens One. So every retailer that's working with this program has to put it through Citizens One line of credit. Correct me if I'm wrong on that. Anybody in chat, anybody out there? Okay, correct me if I'm wrong. But nonetheless, okay, it has to go through Citizens One line of credit. So if it qualifies that, though, you're fine. You do qualify for the terms, and it is $24.99 a month for 24 months. Now, to some people, you go, that's outrageous. That's way more money than I plan to spend. But some people think about the pros, and let's say you're not purchasing any other games. There is tons of games on Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. I promise you, more than enough to keep you busy if you just want to play those. So that is a wonderful option, okay? But that is going to be at these stores. So you're not going to have it at all the same stores. You're going to have a selection. It shows here that in the United States, it'll be available for Best Buy, GameStop, Microsoft Store, and Walmart. Now, I do want to speak on that for a moment because there is another link I have here, as you guys see here, as I looked into the Xbox All Access. And you can read more about this. You can actually click a button here to hit find a retailer. And something I noticed is that Microsoft and GameStop says coming soon. Now, that could be possible because maybe not in other countries. Maybe in the US is the only one. So they just put coming soon. Not sure about that. But that is something I just wanted to put out there. So if you guys are planning to pre-order, just know I'm not 100%. I would think that those stores would be available, especially Microsoft. You think, how the hell? You know, it's Microsoft. It's you. You should be ready, you know. But not sure about that. But nonetheless, that's going to be 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You do see some other places in there for Denmark, Finland, Norway, Sweden. We went over the other time zones already. I'm not going to go back over that. But you do see there be available at Best Buy, GameStop, Microsoft Store, and Walmart. Now, I'm not in the any other country. So you guys probably know of Telstra, Spark, Game & Smith Toys. I'm not sure about these other stores. Never heard of them. Not sure how to pronounce them. Don't even want to butcher it. But these stores also will have that same, and I believe it has to go through Citizens One line of credit as well. I'm not sure if it changes from country to country, but maybe it's the same. So You know, if you got good credit, man, you don't have to worry. I'm not sure if this is a thing where you have to have good credit. Maybe it's just based on certain factors that I cannot promise. It's whatever factors that Citizen One takes a look at. Okay, so now let's go ahead and talk about some good stuff. I'm gonna pull me back up on big screen because that's what you need to know as far as the pre-order if you're trying to pre-order the Xbox Series X or the Xbox Series S. But I want to get to the tips. I want to give you guys some good tips. These tips I made sure to take note of because they made me. Every single time, there's not been one time I missed a pre-order using these tips. I took every note. I had to think about, like, what I do? What else do I do? What else to do? Now, one tip I didn't have in there, I actually took from a man, Joe. Okay, Joe, shout out to you. Okay, that was another tip. But I'm going to go ahead and read through these tips, guys. Now, each one of these tips, make sure you take note. Make sure you do exactly what the tip says. Okay, do it beforehand. Don't wait to the last minute. I want you to go ahead and finish watching this video. And then I want you to immediately go to that website. And if you forget some, don't worry. This will go up. You can watch it again. That's the wonderful thing about the internet. Please watch it again. But once you go ahead and take a look at it, you should have everything squared away by these tips. So the first tip that I recommend is make sure that you are logged into the site you are purchasing from. This is something that will save you a lot of time, and there are people that will already have it done that will be a step ahead of you, and not because they plan on doing it, they may just purchase from the site more often, okay? But you want to make sure you log in. So if you don't have a login to the site you plan on purchasing from, I guess you go right there right now, okay? Create yourself a login. Okay, make sure you put your name, your address in there, your email address, and you get everything ready for your login. So that time hits, you already are logged into the website ready. That is a very important tip. It could save you, I mean, depending on the time it takes for your internet browser to load, could save you 5 minutes, okay? So the next one, save your payment history. Now this one, I'm one of those guys that I'm a little weary about saving my payment history, but I will tell you this. If you save your payment history, when it comes to the point to make the purchase, this is the most important part for any of the websites. And I don't care what they tell you. You know, they tell you, hey, we leave it here. You know, we won't touch it. We'll make sure you can. Nah. If somebody got the money right now and they hit purchase before you do, I'm pretty much guaranteeing you might hit purchase. It's going to say error. It's going to back out and you won't be able to get it. They're going to take it. So make sure you got your payment history saved in there. Now, I know if you don't want to have it saved, maybe you just wait an hour before and then you save it in there then. So it's only in there for an hour, but you save that payment history and you'll save yourself a lot of time to make sure you'll be able to grab that pre-order. So the next tip, now these are some great tips. Now, you already with me. I see you. Can y'all hear me over there? Okay. All right, it's good. Making sure we're good. I see you on that Facebook. So these are great tips. So the next tip, to make sure. Now, I never missed a pre-order with these tips. My phone keeps locking. My fault, you know. But I never missed a pre-order with these tips, quote. So the next one, and this one, I actually stole from my man Joe. I can't take credit for this one. But I'm just going to go ahead and do it anyway. Multiple tabs to different websites or even the same website. So if you're worried about a website not loading properly or one website taking longer to load, or, you know, I remember PlayStation 5. All you guys do recall with PlayStation 5 what happened. Okay, I remember Best Buy. I seen countless videos of people clicking that continue button, trying to throw it in the cart. Couldn't throw it in the cart. When they get in the cart, it gets stuck in the cart and they can't purchase it. And it was just terrible. Okay, so for this one, you could save yourself that headache. Okay, you can really save yourself that headache. And I will say that if you have tabs to the same site, the reason for that is because sometimes you guys know computers don't always work 100%. You might click it and then next thing you know, it's just spinning and spinning. It's not going anywhere, but you have another tab and you click continue and next thing you know, that one goes through. I wouldn't say do that for the purchase because you might purchase it twice. So don't do that on the purchase screen, okay? I don't want any of you guys to do that. But before, if you're hitting continue on any other screen, you might have two tabs to the same website, okay? Also, multiple PCs. So if you have multiple computers, if you have another laptop, I suggest you have them all ready. Have them all around you. Just have them all set, okay? For 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Microsoft Xbox Series X, Series S, okay? That's another one. I told you guys these tips. Now y'all with me. As y'all, I can see it. I see y'all over there. as the tips are coming. These are hot tips, okay? So the next one, make sure the main one that you're going to be using is the fastest device in the house. I've seen a lot of people try to pick up the tablet or say, I tried to purchase it, you know, while I was doing. No, you make sure to use the fastest device in your house. That is going to be probably the most promising machine. And if you have all these tips lined up, you're going to nail it, because everybody else is not going to have these tips lined up. Bam, you got yours. You can say, thank you, Nick Moses. You can come back and thank me. You know, I appreciate it. Okay, so do I have any more tips? I had so many in my head. Okay, I do. I knew I had others, okay? So another one is use family members. I know this might be crucial to some of you. Like, hey, I don't want to have to use, you know, my children or my mom or my... Use them! Okay, I don't care who you use. Use mama, use daddy, use your son, use your dog, use them all. I want all y'all on every computer in the house. We all gonna try to purchase. Whoever says I'm at the purchase screen about to hit it first, we all gonna stand over them and see if it goes through. And if it takes 10 seconds too long, we might just jump to another one and purchase again. You gotta get the pre-order, okay? This is a game of who's first. So you got to make sure to do that. So use family members. That is another crucial one, okay? Now that's all for tips, okay? Now that's all for tips. I know I could go on and on, but those tips right there, I guarantee, will have everyone get their pre-orders. But something else I want to talk about was the games that are gonna be launched when the Microsoft Xbox Series X and S releases, okay? Because I told you guys, I'm slamming through the video. I got too much information here. Now my phone keeps locking. I apologize. I got security on here. Okay, but I wanted to talk about this because I was trashing, okay, Xbox for delaying Halo Infinity, however you want to say it. But that was my game, okay? That was the game I was waiting for. That's the game I've been waiting for. I'm a dude for the original Xbox. Halo was one of the things that made me love Xbox. I probably would not love Xbox as much as I do today. I'm lying. There's other games. But still, Halo was one of those that was like the king, okay? Halo Infinite was delayed and will not be out until 2021. So that hurt. So I almost said no matter what PS5 got, it don't matter what Xbox has. Then I seen the list of launch titles. So let's talk about it. Okay. So we're going to talk about the list. So the first one in the list is Gears Tactics. Now everybody's been waiting on the new Gears. All you Gears of War lovers out there, I'm with you, okay? Gears of War was one of the first games. I remember doing that weapon glitch on the first one, just sliding across the electric slide, picking up the crossbow or the torque bow. Excuse me, I'm playing a little Call of Duty lately. But the torque bow and bam, that's it. You know what I mean? So, okay, they passed the weapon glitch, but it was nice while it lasts. But nonetheless, I go way back. I go to 2, 3. Gears of War is something that Xbox has always nailed. I believe it was only one that was so whack, and I think that was the Judgment when they went back. I'm not sure. It was one of them that was just corny. But other than that, when the whole entire Gears series has nailed it, so I'm thinking this is going to be the number one launch title. This title right here, looking at the PlayStation 5 launch titles, I'm not big on Sony stuff. Okay, so guys, all my Sony guys, quote me if there's another game that's going to be bigger than Gears Tactics on Sony list. I'm not sure, but let me know, okay? But let's go ahead and go to the next one. Tetris Effect Connected. I have no idea. Now, I played every type of Tetris. I've stopped playing them long ago. I played Tetris when it was Wetrix. Okay, it was a ball and water and all types. I played every type. Tetris is a game that will forever be loved. It is a great puzzle game. It's one of the best games ever. I may play this. I do love, I think it's a Tetris 100 or something. You're playing against 100 other people while they're playing Tetris. Things like that is taking Tetris to another level. So this Tetris Effect Connected, okay, I'm not sure, I guess it's gonna blend everything together between the Tetrises, but I would love to see how that plays out. But that's a classic just in itself to have Tetris. So that was 2, okay? So the next, Yakuza Like a Dragon. Yakuza. We all love the Yakuza series, okay? People who love Yakuza probably also love Shenmue. I was a guy that loved Shenmue too. But the Yakuza, the whole mafia feel, give it to me. Yakuza 7 also confirmed as a launch title. So already those three games have beat the PlayStation 5 lineup. Talk to me nice, okay? Now, Sony, that's no hate. That's no hate to Sony, okay? Because Sony is definitely got a classic lineup. I just don't play many Sony games. So excuse me, guys. I'm just hating. I'm hating, but I can admit it, okay? Assassin's Creed Valhalla. How do you pronounce that, guys? Is it Valhalla? Valhalla? Did I have it right the first time? Valhalla? Okay. Valhalla, okay? A lot of people, I had a buddy of mine today actually talk about how he was going to get this one as one of the first titles. And I was like, not big on Assassin's Creed. I never played any of them. But I will say I know people who are fanatics about it, who actually talk about, Black Flag and other ones that some people like, some people didn't. I think it was Assassin's Creed Unity that's like goes for $2 now. It was terrible. But there's many Assassin's Creed variations. This one is going to be for the next gen. I'm hoping it nails it for you guys that love Assassin's Creed out there. Okay. So the next one. The Falconeer. I have no idea what that's about, guys. Now, remember, I told you I was bringing this quick. I worked today. I got off work. I just do this. Okay. I just do it. I just get out there and I talk about what I know. I didn't research this, but The Falconeer, if I can look, The Falconeer may be right up your alley. The game is set to be an open world air combat experience where you control a falcon, fending off a multitude of creatures in exhilarating aerial battles. So that's nice. It's like an air combat game with dragons. I love it. You know what I mean? That's it. I got it. I told you. It's an air combat game with dragons. Okay, but that actually sounds pretty dope. Imagine if you had like an Ace Combat 6, and all my true gamers know about the Ace Combat 6. What if you had an Ace Combat 6, but it was like dragons or mech dragons? Something crazy. Man, crazy ideas. I love them. Okay. And of course, Madden 21, who didn't think Madden was going to make the list, okay? EA always made me to make the list. But EA, I still mess with you. I'm going to be rocking on the Madden 21. I'm curious to see it. Everybody who does not play sports games says the same thing. It looks the same. It plays the same. It's nothing different. Go and waste your money. But for me, I actually love the little nuances, the little differences just in playmaking, just in decision making, just in the way the defense gets broken down by certain plays, the way you can control things. It gets very technical inside of each one. So you really got to play Madden year to year. And I'm not a big Madden player, but I do love to watch it. Okay, so Madden 21, another launch title. Bam. Now, let's see. Dirt 5, for all my racers out there, my man Colorful Seal, who had called in before, shout out to Colorful Seal. Colorful Seal actually spoke, to me before about his love for racing games, right? So I told him, okay, Dirt 5 is probably going to be the title he's going to look for, honestly, when it releases. He's a race fanatic. I think out of racing games, I don't know much that's going to be released on either console. But Dirt 5 is probably going to be the title for him. I'm not sure how hardcore it is. He's one of those he's a hardcore racing fanatic. So, not sure. But Dirt 5 is going to be another title. That one didn't just sweep me over like, oh, okay. But it was nice. It was nice for all the racers out there. Okay. Destiny 2 Beyond Light. So, me, I have Destiny 2. Currently, I play Destiny 2. Got friends I play Destiny 2 with. Very great game. I guess the Beyond Light is going to be an expansion. Not sure if it'll be available. You guys can quote me on that. It might be available for the current gen consoles, but the next gen consoles it will be available for, I'm sure. If PlayStation 5 doesn't have it, they'll have it soon. But this is going to be one that has been confirmed as a launch title for Xbox. So I'm curious to see how it looks. So how many of you guys are going to get TVs? You know what I mean? 4K TVs just for this. I might do that. If you get financing, you can save that money and go buy a TV. Talk to me nice. Okay, so the next one. Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War. Buying it, damn near about to go and pre-order it right now. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm slipping. I need to go right now to start pre-ordering that bad boy. I am tripping. Oh my goodness. You know what? As soon as the pre-orders come out, if they had that game up there, just add it into the cart, man. Just add it. I'm a fanboy of Call of Duty. If you do not know me, I've been a fanboy since way back, since Backpacks, Ajax, Flapjacks, Crack Sacks, damn near, okay? So I'm telling you. I go back with Call of Duty when they came and beat Medal of Honor. I remember Medal of Honor was swinging and banging all the time. And next thing you know, here came Call of Duty. So shout out to Call of Duty, even though you have made some sorry titles, I will say that. But you're doing it. You're doing a damn thing. Okay, and another one. Watch Dogs Legion. Please, please nail this one. Okay, because Watch Dogs is something that is so promising. And in the second one, there were so many things that were promising. I have not even heard anything about Watchdog Legion, so excuse me, guys, but I'm just hoping this Watchdogs I can hear great things about. For all the Watchdog lovers out there, please just give it to them. Give it to them. Okay, and man, we still going. Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. Oh my gosh, another Devil May Cry 5. Can you give me Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition V2 and V3 while you're at it? V squared 6. Devil May Cry 5 Special Edition. Yes, because Devil May Cry, I have played so many different ways. But I'm curious to see how it looks with a wonderful 4K TV, okay, with this wonderful system. So I'm curious, so we'll hold on to that, okay? But that's also going to be on Sony. I believe that's also going to be on the PlayStation 5 release list. Now, I'm going to pull up here because I think if you guys were calling in, excuse me, I apologize. So I see I got somebody in. Man, thanks for all the Xbox Series X pre-order tips. Much love to the family and business. Shout out to you, man, 856. Shout out to you. I appreciate that. Let me go ahead over here. Othniel, my man, I see you. I made it. Othniel, I see you over there. Shout out to you. I am going to be taking calls. I see you. Okay, got a lot of you guys here. I got to shout you guys out. I appreciate you guys tuning in. This list of games right now is incredible. If you guys missed the pre-order tips, I did mention it earlier. Just wait, the video will re-upload. But I did see somebody call in. You can call in again, but 856, appreciate that. Hold on, I got a caller on the line. Let me go ahead and take this. I got to get this perfect. Okay, here we go. Stay with me, man. This thing is kind of slow, Carla. Okay, you gotta. All right, now see, it's all ready. So let's see. Now, Carla, who do I have on the line? See, I knew this was going on. This is coming on. When you set up quick and you don't try things, I told you I was coming off. So excuse me. Hold on. We're going to get this quick, fast, and in a hurry. Okay. I already know what happened. It's the Skype. Okay, I didn't even check. That was my bad, y'all. My bad. Okay, I'm getting to it. Okay. Now, let's see. We're going to go microphone.
Bam. Hello?
Bam. Turn me on. All right, let me get with it. Hello, yo. Who do I have on the line right now? Now, anybody, can y'all hear who we have on the line? I believe we have my man Joe on the line. Okay. We got my man Joe on the line. Joe, I'm experiencing technical difficulties. I'm going to be honest, Joe. I got off. I didn't even check the phone system. I didn't even check it. Didn't even see if it worked. Didn't even see if it sounded. I didn't test. I just came on. I was so hot about these pre-order tips and getting them out. So, Joe, just work with me one more second. If we can't get it, I'm going to move on. I got you, though. I got you. 856, I do appreciate that, though, man. If you guys can share out any of the content, I love you guys, man. You guys have been big, faithful followers and subscribers. I'm trying to do a lot of live content for you guys. I'm trying to do this daily. I got inspiration from a lot of you guys. My man Joe, who's on the line right now, who I'm trying to get working right now, okay, is right with me. Okay, here we go. Let's see. Maybe I got something with the sound here. So, and let's turn that off. And I appreciate y'all. So we go. Speaker now. Joe is off with me. I'm going to change it. I already knew this happened. Joe, my bad. We just going to roll with the show. Joe, I'm going to roll with it. You going to call back? Call back. Let me do something. Let me look at this. Hold on. Oh, damn. Well, Joe, it's my bad. The headset's dead. What am I doing? Look at that. It's no colors. I can't talk to nobody with a dead headset. That would be nice. So, what I'm going to do, Joe, is we're going to have to exit out. We exiting out the calls today. Joe, my man, I got you. I got you next time. Everybody, Joe has been an OG sub for so long. Joe, go ahead and put in the chat. I know that's you, man. I see other people calling too, but I know that's you. I just have a feeling because my man is always here. My man is representing. My man is dropping the knowledge. Joe is one that also mentioned the multiple tabs having open there. Because if you don't have multiple tabs open, what if one of your tabs crashed while you're surfing and trying to pre-order? What happens? Okay? You can't get the system. Damn. You know what I'm saying? Damn. So we're going to go ahead. I wasn't finished with the list though. Y'all thought I was finished with the list? I wasn't finished. Okay? 2K21. Another one. 2K21 NBA. We got it. So now I'm not going to talk about 2K21 like I talk about Madden, even though 21 didn't get great reviews. Heard it was very similar to 20, but you know, I represent the basketball series for 2K, because since 2K has come along, it has been a fabulous series. They have not done some of the things that some other series have done, but I think they're going to do it. But other than that, 2K21, shout out to you. Okay. Observer System Redo. Okay. That was another one that, you know, I wasn't too familiar with. I do think that's also going to be released on the PlayStation 5 list of launch titles. I'm not 100% on that. But my man Joe, I get you here. I seen that was you, Joe. My bad. Joe, I got you next time. Let me write off this, Joe. We got to talk. Because I'm just so upset. That's me. I ain't got my stuff charged up. I'm all just, but I got off work. I said I got to give people these tips because we're pre-ordering tomorrow. Guys, I will be doing a live stream tomorrow. So if you are tuning in and you haven't subscribed or you haven't followed, just go ahead and do that, because I'll be doing a live stream seeing who pre-ordered, letting you guys know if I got mine. I'm curious who got their pre-orders, what they did. If I don't nail mine, I'm going to be sad. But those tips, I'm telling you, I've been 100%. So I'm going for it. So I want you guys to tell me, were you able to pre-order your system? Were you not? And if so, which one you got and why? But other than that, I didn't want this to be too long. That is it. I appreciate you guys. Now let me tune in and see if I missed any. I want to go to the chat and see if I missed any of you guys, anything you guys have to say. So if you do, just go ahead and light up the chat. I'm going to go ahead and read through it right now. Let's see. So Reno said Microsoft dropped the bomb today. Okay. Microsoft dropped the bomb. Now, I'm not sure if you're referring to the titles that are going to be released on launch day. Is that what you're referring to, Reno? Do you got some other bomb? Drop that knowledge for me, man. Okay, drop that knowledge for me. Okay, we got it. I see. See, Joe here sounds good. I'm sticking to PS5. Reno, you sticking to? Oh, Reno, man, you took me down, man. Oh, Reno, the PS5. Oh. No, it's all good, Reno. I hear you. Because PlayStation, believe me, I was one that said, I'm not playing with no Xbox. Give me a PlayStation 2. I was that dude when Grand Theft Auto 3 came out. I said, man, Halo nice and all, but that's the only game I play. I don't mess with that big bulky controller. Give me something sleek that's easy where I can do my combos and Tekken. I can't do it on that big bulky stuff trying to do a combo 10 hit on that stuff, man. But nope. What happened? I adjusted to the Xbox controller. I started loving the Xbox games. Damn, Sony started getting exclusives that I was hating on. The Street Fighter one was a big one, okay? But nonetheless, Reno, I feel you. Sony and the systems are very, I would say they're damn near equal, with the Xbox having a very slight edge in power, but slight, okay? Slight to the point it's not going to be noticeable by the normal person. I'm going to be honest, all right? So, let's go to it. I see Real Canadian Pro. I see you in there. GameStop probably doing bundles. Appreciate that. Joe said GameStop may be doing bundles. So if you guys are looking into bundles or looking into a package where you can get the system, games, maybe controllers, because a lot of people want the package with it where you're not just buying the system. Look into GameStop. GameStop has quite a few bundles by Joe. So Joe, appreciate that. As I see here, Real Canadian Pro, what's going on? My man Real Canadian Pro is tuning in. That is my man too. Shout out to you, Real Canadian Pro. PlayStation Disciple, holla at you, man. I see you. What's up, guys? Okay. Monty Vaughn, join the cook group. I don't know. What? You know what I mean? What's it, but Reno, the Spider-Man, oh, man. Okay, now, Reno, I'm not going to lie to you, man. Reno, let's chat about that. PlayStation 5 does have the Spider-Man Miles Morales. I give him that. He definitely, when I was talking about any game that can't compete with Xbox game lineup, he is right. I will give him that, Reno. Okay, I don't mind. You can get spicy, okay? That was definitely right. Spider-Man is going to be a major title and could possibly be the one to beat any of those Xbox titles. We know how the Marvel series has been. They have come with titles that have been, you know, oh, this is going to be just an okay title, to this is actually Hall of Fame work. Could be. That's a nice one. So, Reno, shout out to you. I see GG Games. You can't convert me to PS5. He said I can't convince them the PS5 is better, man. Now, look, I'm going to tell you, for all y'all, now right now, let's get extra spicy for my Microsoft fans out there. My fanboys, we holding it down. I know y'all love the PS5, man. I rock with Sony too, man, okay? We just on the low, okay? Microsoft, we rolling. We rolling on the street together, me and Microsoft. We go way back. Okay, I get the operating system. What else you got, Microsoft? Oh, okay, you got Xbox Game Pass. Let me get that. Oh, you got a... What first-party titles you got? Let me get that too, man. It don't matter. Oh, you're gonna update? Don't matter. Throw me the update. Damn, it broke my stuff. You good though? You gonna patch it up? All right, good. We good. That's how I work with Microsoft. Okay. Regardless, Sony, y'all got your things too. But Sony, I feel you. These systems together, maybe, I don't know. It's a tough one. I can't convince you, but hey, let you know, you can finance that Xbox tomorrow. Okay. You can do it tomorrow. So. Let's look here. I see Steiner. Steiner, what's up with you? Don't want to miss you, Steiner. I'm trying to get everybody through in the chat. Okay. Let's see, Joe. I see you. If you're having a hard time getting Xbox, you're going to have to pay extra money to get the bundle. Okay. So Joe made a good point. If you're having a hard time purchasing just a system, you may have to purchase a bundle. More people are going to purchase the base system with nothing else versus buying the system with the bundle because it costs a lot more. Now, if you're financing, it has said at this time that you cannot add anything else if you're financing. I believe that's in the fine print. You cannot. So if you're financing the system, just know you cannot add a controller. You cannot add a system. You will be financing strictly that system with Xbox, Game Pass, Ultimate. Anything you purchase will be outside of that, and you still will have to pay that $24.99. This is an agreement, but you get the benefit of having the system up front first day one before everybody else. I think it's a nice one. I think it's actually, as soon as I read this, it was the best thing said about the whole thing, because for everyone, especially at a time that it's getting towards the end of the month, you might got another paycheck coming, okay, for those who got the salary, but still, it's a hefty amount if you got to throw it on a credit card or you something else. No, you can finance it. That is nice. Okay, real nice, my man Joe. Other than that, I got to everybody on there. Facebook, I know I try to get a lot of people. My man Othniel. And yo, let me shout out Othniel. Othniel, I want to put your stuff in the description, man. But Bedhead Gaming on Facebook. My man Othniel has been doing his thing. He has went from like, man, I can't tell you. He's went from like 900 one second to 1,800 people following him. Just doubling up, man, doing your thing. Shout out to Othniel, man. Bedhead Gaming. You guys look that up on Facebook. Please go follow. Wonderful content. I watched this man play VR Grand Theft Auto and just run over everybody because you can't drive in Grand Theft Auto with the VR mod or something. I don't know, but he hit everybody. Okay, but shout out my man Othniel on that, Bedhead Gaming. Okay, and other than that, I see a couple others on Facebook. Facebook, I got a bunch of other groups, and it's kind of hard to see all the comments, so I apologize to you guys. Other than that, I don't have much. That was it. I wasn't trying to bring too much to you. If you guys did not get the tips, I'll go through the tips one more time very quickly, okay? And this is going to be very quick. I'm not going to sit here and run through this. Tips. So the first one, make sure you're logged into the website. That way you don't have to waste time logging in when you first get there. Number two, save your payment history. If your payment history is already saved, then that is an extra step that you will not have to do when purchasing. The last one is multiple tabs to different sites. Shout out to Joe for that one. Joe mentioned that if you have multiple tabs, you can try different sites. Whichever one gets to the purchase first is the one you go with. Okay, another one is pick the fastest device in the house. So you use the fastest device in the house. Make sure you don't have any slowness issues with that device and you should be good to go. And also multiple PCs. You can use multiple PCs as well. Have a laptop next to you. And the last one is use family members. You can go ahead and use family members. Drain them up. Use them up. You know how that go. Click on the pre-order for me, okay? But other than that, it's your boy Nick Moses 05. Shout out to 856 again for the message, Mo fam. Thanks for all the Xbox Series XS pre-order tips. That is much love, man. And I think that's my man Eli. Hope it's my man Eli, okay? Shout out to Eli, okay? But other than that, it's your boy Nick Moses 05. Mo fam, we out. Well, I can't cut it off. I don't know how.